Okay, we continue in Tainus Dav Zayin Amud Beis. We've just been darshaning about the pasuk referring to the three different liquids that the Torah is compared to mayim, yayin, and chalav, water, wine, and milk. So Gemara says, Dabracher, again, top of Amud Beis, top line. Mashlo shemashkin alo einim son alo b'sech hadas, just like these three liquids will get ruined, but if you don't pay attention to them, they could easily spill over and become ruined. After Beitona Mishtakchen Elab Hesechadas, then the way the Torah is lost is if one removes his mind from it. But if we keep our minds zeroed in on the Torah, we won't forget our learning. Rabbi Chanina says, "Gadol Yom Hageshamim Kiyom Shenivru Shemayim V'Aretz." The day that rain falls is as significant as the day that heavens and earth were created. Shenemar, it says about the rain falling, Harifu Shemayim Yimal Chakim Yizlu Tzedek. Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yeshu Tzedakot Etzmiyach Yachad Ni Hashem Birasiv. Birasim, it doesn't say Birasim created in the plural, Lo Ne'amar, Ela Birasiv, it says Birasiv, Nyashon Yachid. So it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu created the matar for which he's being praised. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Gadol Yom HaGesham, Shafilu Yeshua, Parav Rav Abo. That the days that rain falls is great, said that since this is a time of Ratzon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the good things, Yeshua's come in front of him. Shenemar tiftach eretz v'yifru yasha. That opens up the, we're again referring to the rain at the beginning of the pasuk, and the ground will open up, and salvation will come forth. Amar b'tanchem bar chanila, ena gesham yardim elim kin nimchalu avinosein shal Yisrael. That rain doesn't fall unless their sins of the Jews have been forgiven. Shenemar ratiza Hashem artzecha shavta shvis Yaakov nasasa avanamecha kisisa kochat osam sela. So when is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Ratzon of the Aretz to have the Geshem fall down? When the sins of Bnei Yisrael are covered over. I learned it from him. That the Gemara, and it says that if I hear from Shemayim and I forget your sins, and then it continues, that the rain will come down onto your land. Okay, so the Gemara now will give several other drushos in terms of what sins cause the rain to be withheld. Amar b'tanchum b'rei Rabbi Chiya ish kfar Akko, ein hagesham ne'etzon enon kenizchaivu sonein shal Yisrael kloyam. That rain is not withheld unless sonein shal Yisrael, it's a euphemism, the enemies of Yisrael, a euphemism for Bnei Yisrael, unless they are deserved to be destroyed. Shenemar tziyo gamchom yigzulu. When it's dry, and the dryness won't stop, even during the times of the shelag, even during the times of the snow, during the times of the rain should be falling, that's because the Bnei Yisrael sinned. We learn from over here. It says, it says in Kriyat Shema, right? The rain, I will close up the heavens. They will not be rained. Why? So the vavadat mehera, you'll be lost quickly, is the reason, because I will. If you deserve to be gotten rid of because of what you have done, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds the rain. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chistler says, "Ein hagesham netzar nabashal b'tel tshumos ma'isros." The sin which causes the rain to be withheld is that we're not careful about taking tshumos ma'isros. Shenemar tziyah gamchom yigzilu imeshelig. My mashma, what does this pasuk sound like? Where do you see in this pasuk that the rain is withheld because you did not take tshumos ma'isros? Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael b'shvil dvarim shetzivisi eschem b'yimos ha'chama, because of that which I commanded you in the yimos ha'chama, which is the warm season, which is when the fruits have been picked and now they've grown. Now we have to take the tshumos ma'isros. V'lo asisem, you didn't do it. He goes, l'mekem emeshal ad mosag yisham, I will withhold from you. I will steal from you the rain in the snow in the rainy season. Amar b'shem ben Pazi says, "Ein hagesham ne'etzar el b'shem asapri lashon hara." The reason that geshem are held back is because of those who speak lashon hara. Shneimar ruach tzafon tichol geshem ufanim nizamim lashon tzaser. That the wind which brings in the clouds and the rain, I'm sorry, the wind will come in which will push away the clouds, and therefore the rain will not come. Comes because of Lashon Hara, which is said, Lashon Seser, which is said in hiding. We try not to, nobody knows, we try to whisper it. Amrav Salam Rav Hamnuna Inagisham Netzar El Bishvil Azei Panim. He suggests that Kishon are withheld because we are brazen. Shemar vayimanur vevim makush lo haya. Umeitach yishazono hayolach. Why are the Geshamim not coming? Because we're not embarrassed of what we did. That's the Amid of Azuz Panim. Related to this, the Gemara says, V'amar of Saul, Amar of Hamnuna, Kol Adam Sheish Lo Azuz Panim. Anybody who's very brazen, Sof Nichshal Ba'Aveira, in the end is going to get tripped up by an Aveira. Shnemar Meitach Isha Zona Hayolach. Because we weren't embarrassed, in the end, what happens? Meitach Isha Zona Hayolach. You're together with the woman who is a Zona. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, "Biyodua shenichshal ba'avera." Shnemar hayolach v'lomar nemar yehi yolach. Not that it's saying that it's going to happen in the future that you're going to end up sinning with this prostitute. Rather, it's a proof. If the azus panim is a proof that you've already sinned, because the pasuk is written in the past tense, not in the future tense. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Kol Adam Sheishu Azuz Panim Mutar Likros Rasha. Anybody who is a brazen person, you're allowed to call him a Rasha. Shenemar Heiz Ish Rasha Befanov. Even in front of him, you can call him a Rasha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mutar Snoso. It's permitted to hate him. Shenemar Veoz Panov Yishuneh Al Tikre Yishuneh Ela Yisoneh. The one who is Oz Panim Yishuneh. And we darshan, don't look at the one who's brazen, yishunai, you should change. That sounds like it's shinoi. Don't read it as a shinoi, as a change, rather with a sin as yisnem, and you're allowed to hate him, even though normally, we have to be careful to love all other Jews. Here there is a dispensation to hate this person, because again, the sin of brazenness is so terrible. Back to the sins that cause rain to be withheld. Amar of Katina ein hageshem netzaron el b'shul b'tol Torah. Rain is only withheld because of the sin of b'tol Torah, of not learning Torah. Shneimar b'tzaltai mi'macha mekarem b'shvil atzlus, because of the laziness shahayi b'yisrael shal asku b'Torah, that they was amongst the Jews that they didn't toil in Torah. Na'aseh sono shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. Again, sono shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also a euphemism. It's almost like they made HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowly. V'ein mach elo ani. What is a mach? Somebody who is poor. Shenemar v'ein mach hu me'er kechar. The person has too little of the value by the ani in the parsha of the arachin. V'ein mekare elo kadosh baruch hu shenemar hamekare v'mayim al yosar refers to a kadosh baruch hu. So again, but the time yimach hamekare is because Bnei Yisrael were lazy in learning Torah. Kadosh baruch hu is ani. He's missing it. He doesn't, if he's ani and he's missing it, he doesn't kivyachal have the power or here the will to bring the rain. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says that the source that Yishamim are withheld because of Bittu Torah is Mehachas from here. V'yata lo ra'u or bahir hu bashichakim v'ruach avra batitaharim v'ein or ela Torah. And or, that you didn't see the or, that's referring to Torah, Shinar Kinir Mitzvah Torah, or, that Torah is referred to as or, bahir hu bashichakim, the next part of the pasuk says that bahir hu bashichakim, that it's clear in the shichakim, what does that mean? Tanat ve'rab yishmo la'filu b'shah sh'rakiya nase behorin behorin lahori talmater. Even when the sky is splattered with clouds, and it looks like the Geshamim are going, the rain is going to come, ruach avra v'atitarim. The ruach will come and will spread it out, and it will not come. So again, because Bnei Yisrael didn't learn Torah, the wind will be sent to prevent the geshamim from being able to fall again from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Ami says, "Ein hageshem ne'etzar ela ba'avon gezel," that the rain is only withheld because of the sin of stealing. Shneimar al kapayim kisa'or ba'avon kapayim, because of the sin that you do with your hand kisa'or. The light is covered over. Vein kapayim al chamas. Kapayim refers to stealing. Shneimar umin hachamas asher bechapehem. Right, the chamas which is in your hand. Vein or elamatar, and it's going to cover over the or which is matar. How do we know that or light refers to matar? Refers to main. Shneimar yofitz anan oro. There is a malach called Afberi. We refer to him in the tefillah of Geshem. And because of the avon of Gezel, he will prevent the, again, sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu to prevent the rain from falling down. Maita kante, how do you prevent the rain from stopping? Yarbe b'tfila, you have to daven. Shinem b'ayitzavula b'mavgiyah, Kodesh Baruch Hu will, will send the rain if somebody is b'mafgia. What's b'mafgia? V'ein pigia el tefil. The lashon of pigia implies tefilah shenem v'ato al tispel abanam azeh v'al tifka bi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyah, don't daven for the people of Yehuda. They're worshipping Avodah Zarah. But again, you see that tifka bi, don't daven to me, is lashon pigia, is lashon of tefilah. V'amar Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Amir says, ma'ay dechsev im keho ha-barzel v'hu lo ponim kilkal. What does this pasuk mean? Imro isa rakia shekeya. If you see that this guy is weak, meaning he's not doing his purpose, kabarzel milahori telamater, and it's become strong like the barzel, like the iron. It's not letting anything through. There, no rain is falling down. Why is that? Bishul masa hador shehin mekukol. It's because the generation are messed up. Shenemar v'lo panim kilkal matakal nasan. What's the solution? How do you fix that the rain should once again fall? Yizgabru berachamim. You should increase the rachamim, increase the davening. Shenemar v'chayolim yigaber. Again, you become stronger. You raise the koach just like soldiers. V'yishon hachshir chachma kol shekeinim yichshiru maseim nekara. And certainly, if from the beginning you act properly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly send the rain.